Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. Readingtheplay.com.
Broncos and the Raiders, 7:30 up there at Suncorp. So let's get into this one. Kevin Walters has still got no Adam Reynolds, still got no Payne Haas, but Jock Madden is going to be the halfback. So same 17 as took on the Dolphins. Zach Hosking, named but then out. Adam Mariotta and Simi Seisangi coming into the side. Chevy Stewart remains at fullback. James Schiller has been impressive on the wing, but be interesting to see what happens with Albert Hopewate when he comes back after a cooking accident. That's right, a cooking accident. What's the market on this, Tristan?
This one is $1.40, the Broncos, $2.95, the Raiders, $7.50 is the line, $1.85, the minus, $1.95, the plus, $44.50, the total points. So we've got the Broncos, the line's been pretty solid. The Broncos obviously firm favourite, and it'll be interesting to see if the Bronx wrestle the Raiders a little bit and try to hold them down a little bit longer in the play the ball area.
Hand on ball, I think it was.
Yeah, well, the Raiders are, you know, they're just such a yo-yo form, aren't they? You know, 2 weeks ago they put 41 points through the Eels. The week prior they lead by 8-0 and get run down by the Sharks. You know, consistency certainly not their middle name. But they do have a good record against the Broncos. They do have a good record when they're the underdog. But going into Brisbane right now, I like what the Broncos are doing at the moment. And clearly they're still without three very key players, notably Haas and Reynolds. But, you know, they've got points in them. And this is going to end up being a dry track on a Saturday night. Night games in Brisbane when there's no rain around. Even if there is rain around, they end up dragging points out of games. And if the Raiders get dragged into that and start to utilise their back five, they've got some speed and attack in them too. So I'm with the Broncos. I think they covered the line. And I think there's points in it. And a really interesting game. Should be a cracker, 7:30 Saturday night.
Very much looking forward to it. Yeah, the Broncos. I like the minus the 7.5 as well too. I just think they won that game 28-14 and they should have blown them off the park, I thought. So the Dolphins did well to hang in there. And that's not to say that the Canberra Raiders can't do it too, because some of the form they've showed at different stages this year I think has been excellent. And I agree with you, Jared. I think they've got some creativity out the back, and I like the look of Xavier Savage on the wing, and James Schiller has done some things where you're like, wow. Then he'll miss a tackle and someone will score a try. So, you know, like a bit of a mixed bag from that. And Matt Timocor is superb. He's very, very hard to tackle. But I just like all the threats that come with the Broncos. So they're a good side to watch, aren't they? I like watching the Broncos. So I'll go with them at the minus 7.5.
Very interesting watch on where Schiller might be next year.
Okay. Well, he is, I think it's Brett Mullen's sister's son.
Let's say highly sought after, and should he be moving, it'll be very interesting whether he plays many more games in first grade in the second half of this year.
I think he's got a cousin at the Knights, doesn't he, Jack Hetherington? So there we go.